where are you calling from?
All right. Well, praise the Lord. That's my clue to go ahead and let's start this call with prayer. Would you join me in a word of prayer? Gracious, merciful Father, we come before your throne once again, being thankful and grateful, Father God, that you watch over us, that you care for us throughout the night. You didn't allow the enemy to hurt us or harm us in any way. And we say thank you this morning. We are so grateful. We thank you for each and every caller that has dialed in this morning on the Master's Call. We also want to lift up and thank you for our founders of this call and ministry, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask your continued blessings upon them, their families, their ministries, their businesses, and all that they put their hands to. We also want to thank you and bless you for the Master's Call Prayer Warriors. We ask, God, that you continue to meet the needs. We ask that you continue to provide comfort. We ask that you continue to be with us as we are your frontline warriors. We thank you for Artists International, now under the heading of Artist Life, the Diaz de Leon family, Mr. Clement Boyd, and each and every distributor across the globe with Artist Life. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your loving kindness and for your mercy. Now, Father God, we want to lift up the speaker this morning, asking you, oh God, to prepare their heart and mind to share what you have laid on their heart. We pray that this call will continue to go forth with clarity, that there will be no drop calls in the name of Jesus. And we promise to be a people who is ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. So, Lord, thank you for this call. Thank you for all that you're doing individually and collectively in our lives. We ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. And I want to leave you with Colossians 4:2. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. I love you, TMC family. At this time, I'm going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, PG, our dear prayer general. Take it away. Love and appreciate you, dear woman of God.
Amen, and we love and appreciate you. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, we have such a blessed time in the morning, greeting each other and just loving on each other in the Lord. We thank God for you and also for that tag to tell us that we have to be prayerful and watchful. And I think that's every day, but I thank you for the tag that is prayerful and watchful Wednesday. And we want to say good morning to you, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I, along with Minister Ada, want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary. We're so grateful to God that the Lord just put on the hearts of two wonderful women of God to start this call back in October 2010. And they are none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. And then we have Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And we're so grateful that God has pressed on them to continue this call each and every day, Monday through Friday, here on the Master's Call. Now, we want to encourage you to encourage others to say this is a great way to start their day. So, with that being in mind, we have Psalms 88:13 saying, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have our mission statement, which we stand upon firmly, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, I'm just so thankful that we have a website that we can go to. And even if you miss this call or you want to give somebody this message, they can go to the website and pull it up. It's www.themasterscall.net. It's www.themasterscall.net. And as I said, all the messages from back in October 2010 are there. as well as the bios of our speakers. We're so grateful that God has placed on the heart of Dr. Vanessa to say that the theme is in 2016 through me. God's glory is being seen. Praise God. So with that being said, we feel that we have other team members out there that are ready to join us and to come together to carry on this call each and every day. And if you feel that that's you, we want you to send the info to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And not only that, you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, what really brought us all together was this phenomenal call company, excuse me, called Artist International. And now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we're so thankful to God that God had put this company in place for us to be a part of, because we are helping people around the world to get healthy again with the wonderful, wonderful products. I say the best products on this side of heaven. So with that being said, here this company started way over 26 years ago by Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon and the Diaz de Leon family, and it is going strong. We're doing great and new things such as the 72-hour weight loss system, the Sweet Balance coffee to help diabetics, and I'm telling you, the list goes on. So I'm so excited that we are part of such a phenomenal company. Now, if you want to know more about this company, get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can get on the next call that's coming up right after this. As a matter of fact, today is Awareness Wednesday, where we get vital information on any particular chosen illness, and then the great information on our products and what they do and how they're helping people, along with testimonies that are so phenomenal. That number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And the PIN is 539-598#. And I tell you, you won't be disappointed to be on that call to hear what all these products are doing. Now, I'm not going to prolong the time, because I tell you, we are ready to hear what God has for us this morning. And we have a phenomenal lady, a woman of God, who I tell you, she has such a, like I heard Minister Ada say, a sultry voice. And I love to hear her speak. But not only that, the anointing that God has upon her life as she gives us the message that God had placed on her heart. She is none other than our very own Minister Kai Brown. She was born in New York City and is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in Electrical Engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000, and I tell you, she is constantly ministering as God placed upon her heart. She has received her master's. She's receiving her master's of arts in pastoral counseling. Well, she did do that. And a master's of divinity in pastoral ministry. And she's working on her PhD. Kai is also in the process of ordination. And we thank God that her prayer is her focus. And she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. And her most impressive accomplishment is the blessing that God has blessed her with, and that is none other than her very own son, Christopher, who has graduated this year from Central College in Danville, Kentucky. She is an artist and distributor, and looking forward to whatever God has for her next. She believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in our lives. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our very own woman of God, a blessing to the nation and to us, the TMC family, Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, my Mississippi Queen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, amen, amen, and amen. Wow, I listened to that introduction, and I look around the room like, who is she talking about? But to God be the glory, because it's because of him that any of us are where we are. I don't take it lightly when Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK allow me to come before the people of God, because it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be able to say what thus says the Lord. So thank you, Dr. PK. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. We love and adore both of you because you are such amazing women of God. I just guess we should just get straight into the word. And today's message is not going to be an easy one to hear. It wasn't easy when I got it, and it's probably not going to be easy as I give it. But again, God desires that we do more, that we reach that next level. So today's message is titled, Time to Grow Up. And what we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about maturity. Our maturity will determine how we respond to things that God allows to come into our lives. Now, as I celebrated my 44th birthday on Sunday, you know, God stopped and said, where are you really? Not just in age, but where are you in your maturity, both in the natural and in the spiritual? Where are you? Have you reached that level that I desire for you? And if you haven't reached it, are you at least pressing towards the mark of it? Are you striving for it? Are you doing the things that you need to do to get to that next level? That only comes with maturity, both in the natural and the spiritual. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 14:20, brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature. So God is telling us, yeah, we are not to be evil, but our level of maturity needs to continue to elevate. See, God can't take us to that next level if we're not mature enough to handle it. So that means when your tire goes flat, when you're rushing to an appointment that you should have left a half an hour earlier for, how do you handle that? Do you freak out? Do you, oh, no, I can't do this. I got too much to do. Or do you say, okay, Lord, why am I here? What is the lesson I'm supposed to be learning from this? What am I supposed to get from being in this situation? Do you make that phone call? Okay, I've had an incident with my tire, you know, I will be there as soon as possible. Or do you rant and rave? I can't believe this is happening to me. Why is this happening? Things all. God wants us to stop and evaluate. See, but if we're not mature enough, we're not going to evaluate it. We're not going to stop and look at it through the eyes of maturity. We're just going to, what about me? You know, as humans, we have the tendency to want to say, what about me? Why can't I have what I want when I want it? But in all honesty, it's not about us. It's not about what we want. It's about what God desires in, for, and through us. So we have to get to the point to when things are going contrary to what we want, our response is to look up and ask God what it is we're going through and why. Now, sometimes you're not going to get the answer to the why, but he will reveal the what and the lesson to be learned in the what, even when he doesn't reveal the why, if you ask him to. And then even in those times when he doesn't give you the what, he will reveal the lesson. Because there's always a lesson. Every situation, circumstance that presents itself in our lives comes with a lesson. God doesn't waste any experience. And the Word of God tells us all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. He didn't say all things are good, are going to be good. They all work for our good. So when the enemy is doing something that is causing us pain, it will eventually work out for our good. Now that takes some maturity to understand, okay, it don't feel good, it don't look good, but in the end, it's working for my good because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. That takes a level of maturity to be able to say, okay, I have to surrender to that thing that's not feeling good right now because I know God is working something out for my good. The word also tells us no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Not that they won't form. Not that the weapons of the enemy won't come towards us. But it takes a level of maturity to know, okay, I realize things are coming my way, but they're not going to prosper. How do I walk that out maturely? You know, I had a conversation with my mentor a week ago, and she told me, you're just not ready yet. And I like to hit the floor. I was like, what do you mean I'm not ready? Of course I'm ready. And then the Holy Spirit said, what is that reaction? Where is that coming from? And so I had to step back, and I had to reevaluate some things. And you know what? She's right. I'm not ready yet. God is still forging some things in me. And he's still allowing those circumstances and situations to present themselves to see how I'm going to handle them. My engine blew out as I was on my way to Florida. And I could have got crazy, but I didn't. I said, okay, Lord, here it is. I'm going on to the rest of my trip, got my rental car, and we went on and we had a great vacation with my family. But then some other things presented itself, even though my car wasn't ready when they said it would be, and, you know, things weren't going the way, they didn't bring it to me the way they said they were going to be. I allowed that second part of it to get me emotionally frazzled. And although I didn't go off the deep end, I came to the water's edge. So we each have to evaluate where we are. That is why I am so keen on spiritual health checks. It allows you to figure out where you are and to surrender those places where you need to grow to God. Ephesians 4:14-15, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Did I do that in this situation with my car? No. Am I being given a second opportunity to do it better? Yes, I am, because the same engine that I just had replaced is dead again. But instead of freaking out and needing to make 500 phone calls and letting everybody know what was going on, I said, okay, Lord, what am I doing? How am I supposed to handle this? Here I am stranded on the side of the road. Could have been so much worse. Could have been in a place where I didn't know anybody, where nobody could get to me. But it wasn't. My son pulled up. We called AAA, and the car is being repaired yet again. So there was a difference in how I handled the situation, because the first lesson allowed me to see where I was spiritually and maturity-wise. And it's allowed me to say, okay, Lord, I'm surrendering this to you. If that means the new car that I desire is coming, fine. If that means I'm driving this one and it's fixed properly, that's okay too. But instead of kicking and screaming and becoming frazzled, I made the choice to walk it out. So I desire to be in that place of maturity that God has for us. See, and we can only do that if we're walking in Hebrews 6:1-3. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrines of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, and of instruction about washing, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. See, God is telling us in 6:1, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrines of Christ and go on to maturity. So we've got to leave those things that, you know, you get when you first come to the Lord and move on to the meat of the word and be able to rightly divide it so that we can understand and learn and grow in the grace and knowledge of God. He wants more for us. And when he gives us more, more is required. So we can't expect God to bless us in things and not require us to do more. Example, our artist business. The more people you talk to, the more people that are on your team, the more work you have to do to support them. But the more lives you're changing, the more lives you're bringing health and wealth to. So, yeah, you have to do a little more work, but the increase should be worth the work. And then if it's not, then maybe you need to evaluate if God really put this thing in your hands or if this is something you were just trying to do for you to make a quick buck. See, we need to be as much about helping and changing the lives of others and bringing them to a place of health than we are about the dollar that we make in the process. And no, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with making money. You need it to survive in this world. But our goal should be to help change the lives of others. That's what the artist products do. So if we are about God's business, our business will be fine. So as we walk through this thing of maturity, we need to really think about what we're doing and what it says to others about our relationship with Christ. See, because people look at us as Christians and they want to see how we respond to situations and circumstances. And if we're the ones who are getting crazy and flipping out and losing it, then why would they want that relationship with him? That doesn't mean we're not human. That doesn't mean we don't miss it at times. I miss it regularly. But in those times when I miss it, I always go back and I ask for forgiveness. And I say, okay, Lord, help me to get this right the next time. See, because when you miss it, there's going to be a next time. And the level of maturity in Christ tells you, yeah, I know this next time is coming. See, because I've got to get it right. And until I get it right, this is the same lesson that I'm going to have to learn. So we need to be willing to say, okay, Lord, let me get the lesson the first time so I don't have to keep walking in circles around this particular tree. You know, and 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. See, a mature person will see the temptation and say, okay, Lord, here's where I am. How do I get out of this? I don't want to succumb to this. Where is my way out? That's a sign of maturity. That's a sign that you realize that the enemy is attacking you with your weakness or that a temptation has come and it's an area in which you are weak, but you're seeking God's way out rather than just succumbing to that temptation. So we have to make a choice. Are we going to grow up in God or are we going to continue to walk in the same level of maturity that we have today? I challenge you to make the difficult choice to grow, because with growth comes growing pains. So I challenge you to choose growth, knowing that you will have to endure a season of growing pains to reach that next level that God has for you. Because if you don't, you're going to be in the same place today, tomorrow, that you are today. And that's not God's desire for any of us. So it's time to grow up. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Wow, wow. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, God bless you, and thank you for that profound message and necessary. Yes, it is so important that we understand the importance of being mature in Christ Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will be calling you back to ask you to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we are so grateful, and we're so thankful, Lord God, that you thought so much of us that we come together this morning to glorify and honor your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, because you are God, our Father. You're the Holy One. You're our Alpha and you're our Omega. And Lord, you even told us the work that you've begun in us, you will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. So Lord, we humble ourselves before you and say thank you. Thank you for using us to the glory and honor of your holy name. We thank you, Father, for Minister Kai, who profoundly told us, Lord God, that we have to become mature in you. Lord, this walk on this earth is not about us. It's about to glorify your holy and righteous name. And we thank you, Father, for reminding us that it's only in you, through you, that your glory will be seen. Whether it be going through trials and situations, Lord God, we know that the trying of our faith works patience. And we thank you, Father God, for this woman of God. So we ask that you pour virtue back into her, bless her, keep her and her son, Lord God. Strengthen them and protect them from all harm and danger. Lord, give them more of what they need. Meet every need according to your riches by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are keeping them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. So, Father, we ask that you continue to bless our very own Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you strengthen them, that you protect them, and you keep them in every way, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for every person on this call. We ask that you continue to minister, Father God, that your heart, your mind, and your spirit will dwell in them, Lord God, that others may see you in all of us in Christ Jesus. We thank you for Artists International, Artists Life, Lord God, the Diaz de Leon family, Clement Boyd, Alfredo Roscoe. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless all the leaders and those that are working diligently to let this company go forth and see up and allow others to see that we have the solution. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. We ask that you continue to bless those, Father, that are going through trying times, the bereaved families, Lord, the Lauderdales and the Smith family and all those, Lord, that are going through. We ask your high tower, we ask that you continue to strengthen them in such a way, Father God, that your peace that passes all understanding will abide and rest in their minds and spirit. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through with their health. We call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. And we glorify you, Father, because you watch over your word to perform it. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing with us, through us, and for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, we have heard a profound and, as I said, a necessary message this morning. To go back and hear that playback is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And remember that today is a Awareness Wednesday, and we're going to have a powerful introduction on a topic today that's going to be a blessing, and I see that topic is memory problems. So you want to hear what Queen Victoria is going to give us this morning. That number is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, TMC family, we love and appreciate you. We look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. And Thank you, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and giving us that prayerful and watchful Wednesday tag. God bless you, and God bless you, Minister Kai, for that powerful, profound message. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
I will, Minister Brenda, and just a clarification, it's 579-598-pound. Father God,
okay.
we thank you so much for another day. We thank you that you have allowed us to come into your presence yet another time. And Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we surrender our all to you. We surrender it to you, and we turn it over to you, O Father. And we desire to grow in your knowledge and your grace and to a level of maturity that only you can help us sustain. So, Lord, as we leave, we want to praise your holy name. We want to give you the thanks, the praise, the honor that is due you. Because without you, Lord, where would we be? So we honor you. We humble ourselves in your presence, and we seal it in the blood and the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. I want each of you to go out and have a super fantastic day in the Lord and be those ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.